The IMF's model did not allow for an Iraqi invasion. But other errors are less easily explained. Between 1990 and 2007, the IMF's spring forecasts underestimated global growth in 13 of the 18 years, in large part because it failed to foresee the spectacular rise of China. Since the financial crisis, however, the IMF has had to revise down its forecasts over time every year since 2010. The fund's spring forecasts for the coming year have turned out to be over-optimistic in the past 3 years. Christine Lagarde, the IMF's boss, recently conceded that economic growth in the past 6 years has been disappointing, but held firm in her belief that the world economy was turning. Hence the positive revision to its global GDP forecast, albeit by just a tenth of a percentage point. The global economy may still falter for a number of reasons. Ms. Lagarde worries the rich world will suffer self-inflicted wounds from poor policy choices, notably on trade. Political uncertainty abounds. Just hours before the IMF released the WEO, came the surprising news of an imminent election in Britain. The known unknowns hardly help either. Mr. Trump's fiscal policies, for example, are far from firm plans. Maurice Obstfeld, the IMF's chief economist, calls them a work in progress.